Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air. I want to thank all my listeners out in the land today. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it. First of all, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give the general announcements. I want to make sure that you keep these announcements in mind each and every day. Is something going on? You know, right now we need as much word and much prayer going forth as possible. We want you to tune in and don't forget it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He is worthy. And he is worthy to be praised. Even though you're going through whatever you're going through, understand, don't lose your praise. Hold on to your praise, because God going to see you through whatever it is you got to go through. So I'm going to go ahead on and give the announcements. If you tune in on Tuesday night, we have none other than the Power Impact Team, I call them, of One Word from the Lord. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They come on every Tuesday night at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I want you to go ahead and inbox them. You can inbox them now on Facebook. It would be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. You can inbox and tell them what the need is so they can contact you. They will get back with you. Hallelujah. There's nothing like having someone that you can actually reach out and touch. And these, I know you can reach out and touch. So go ahead and inbox them on Facebook, and they will hit you back. But I want you to keep those announcements in mind, because the word goes forth. Ah, my God, it's just thick as soup, I'm telling you. So you want to tune in and hear it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if you move on down on Saturday, we have Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. Awesome woman of God, awesome praying woman of God. You want to make sure you tune in every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The words come straight from heaven, and she can sing and she can pray, and he gives us songs, and, you know, they are healing songs. If you listen to them, those songs will heal you. It'll heal you wherever you hurt. Oh, my God. Aren't you glad, hallelujah, that you can come on and listen to the word, and you can listen to songs and get healed? Glory to God. Just don't forget to tune in every Saturday. And if you move on down, we're called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. I'm the first Hour of Power. And my show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time every Sunday. So you want to make sure that you tune in and hear what the Lord is saying. Glory to God, because he's moving and he is speaking. Hallelujah. So what you got to do when you come on the shows, turn on your listening ear to the Spirit and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Don't listen to me, but hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto you. Glory to God. And if you move on down, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. She is also an author. The word is going to come forth fresh, and she is also an author. So I encourage you to get a book. The other one will be coming out soon. Ah, glory to God. But you can go ahead and get the first copy. You can inbox her on Facebook. She have two pages. And you can minister Elaine Jackson and Elaine Jackson Publishing. Ah, glory to God. So you can go on and hit her up on Facebook and let her know what you need, how many you want. She can tell you exactly how to get to it. Hallelujah. And how you can pay for it. Glory to God. It'll make an awesome Christmas gift. I know a lot of times now people are searching to see what they can find. You know, a lot of the stores and the shelves are empty. Hallelujah. But that's all right. Amen. Minister Elaine, shelves are full. So go ahead and you can contact her, and she'll tell you exactly how you can get a copy of her book. And I want to encourage you to become a partner. tune in, amen, glory to God, and hear what the Lord is saying. You know, in these last and evil days, we need to partner, hallelujah. And in partnering, you will receive many, many, many perks, and we're only asking for $25 or more. Glory to God. I know, you can go in the store now and you can come out with one grocery bag and I won't even tell you what you got in it. Glory to God. And you really say, oh my gosh, what, I didn't get nothing and it's all I got and it's almost $50. I'm like, oh yeah, yeah. Now that's the truth. Hallelujah. So come on and partner with us and join us and be blessed. Because God is moving, so don't miss the move of God. I want you to make sure you keep all these announcements in mind and allow God to be God in your life. Hallelujah. And he will provide. That's one thing you don't have to worry about. Because if you're doing what you need to do, then you know he's going to do what he needs to do. We were talking and we were conversating about doing some stuff. And I said, well, you know what? Yes, God will provide. But that means I got to do my part. In the provisions, hallelujah. I'm just giving you an example. I said, well, yeah, you got to also do your part now. He will provide, but you got to do your part too. That's because you said, well, Lord, I need, and he is. He's a God that shall supply all your needs. But that don't mean you're going to go out there, Lord, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to spend all this money right here. Nah, and then going to ask him for money. Nah, it don't work like that. If you're doing what you're supposed to do, you're tithing and you're giving, hallelujah, glory to God. He said, I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. You won't have room enough to contain. That means he's going to give you enough, not only for your four and just your four, but he's going to give you some for your four and more, glory to God. And that's the way he works. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I'm hearing you need to pick up the pace. Hallelujah. You've been slowing around and slouchful in doing what he's called you to do. So he's saying, pick up the pace. Hallelujah. You're trying to wait and everybody else, you're trying to pull them up. Well, understand, sometimes this journey, you're going to have to go and go along. Yes, you have a covering and you have leaders to help you, but you can't pull everybody with you. You can't take all the dead weight with you because when you try to pull them up, you're pulling yourself down. So I'm encouraging you on the day. What he's saying is you're going to have to pick up the pace. Hallelujah. You've been too slow. Well, Lord, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. How long are you going to keep saying, well, Lord, I'm going to do it? Now is the time for you to do it. Hallelujah. But, you know, none of us knows the day or the hour when he's to return, when Jesus is to return. So you want to make sure you got your work done down here on earth. Hallelujah. I heard him say, pick up the pace. Speed it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if that was you, I want you to inbox me and let me know that it was you. And we'll get you on the right track. Hallelujah. I have two pages. It's Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. But he said, pick up the pace. You've been slouchful. It's flowing around. It's time for you to pick up the pace and move forward. Hallelujah. Because you want him to use you. Well, he can't use you. You keep saying, well, Lord, I'm going to do it year after year after year after year. Pick it up. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, if you would, go ahead. Hallelujah. And amen. If you would, go ahead. Hallelujah. And press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Hallelujah. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. So you got to know that you know that you know. When prayer goes forth, hallelujah, the blessings come down. Hallelujah. So come on and get prayer. Get what you need. Oh, my God. I don't care who knows my voice. Hallelujah. The same one that said, well, was that you, girl? Was that you, child? Well, guess what? They might need prayer themselves. They just ashamed to come on and say that they do. But whenever prayer is going forward, get what you need. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. If you know that you know that you know and you know people who can get a prayer, hallelujah, up, it don't just bounce up and then it come down. It goes straight to heaven. And he said, I hear you, my daughter. I heard you, my son. Oh, my God. Hey, my God. Then that's what you want. Hallelujah. I know you can't let everybody pray for you nowadays. I know that. But I'm saying, if you know that you know that you know you've been on this ministry, you've been under the other ministries, hallelujah, glory to God. Everyone is connected under the same umbrella. We're Without Walls Worldwide Ministries, that's our umbrella we're connected with. So, you know, when you hear, hallelujah, them come on Tuesday night, you hear it on Saturday, you hear it on Sunday, you hear it two times on Sunday, glory to God. So you know that you know that you know. You know what this ministry have done for you. Then you only get your prayer needs met. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, nobody's pressed the one, so we're going to go on down this road. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this glorious day, Father. We thank you, Lord God, for strength, God. We know, Lord God, that everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, but they believe in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And if they don't, Lord God, we're going to lead them to Christ on this day. So, Father God, we just ask you, Lord God, to give them strength wherever they're weak, Lord God. Build them up, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that they hear a word that may change their very life on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, let them not be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let them not be ashamed to tell others what they heard. Let them not be ashamed to go forth and tell others to listen in, Lord God, to the radio programs, Lord God, and call in and get what they need, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for your goodness, grace, and your mercy, as it shall endure forever, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for those that are having a heart time still. Lord, we know, Lord God, that you're still capable, Lord. You sit high, you look low. You ain't lost it, God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. But you said, those that call upon the name of the Lord, they shall be saved. And Lord, you said, many of the affliction of the righteous, but you shall deliver them out of them all. It might be taking a little bit longer than you expected, but Lord, you said you'll do it. You will provide their every need, Lord God, whatever it may be. So, Father, we believe and we receive, Lord God, the word of the Lord on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we know, Lord God, that none, Lord God, can bless us like you can, oh Father. So, Father God, we thank you and we give you glory, oh God. We know, Lord, that you can heal, Lord, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. You made this body, so we call on the one that made it to heal it. So, Father God, anyone that needs healing under the sound of my voice, I ask you, Lord God, to heal them on this day, whether it's the mind-binding spirits that are trying to bind their mind, oh, my God, and make them think, Lord God, that they can't go no further. We know, Lord God, that you are the Prince of Peace, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We know you are an all-time God. We know, Lord God, that you share your glory with no one, Lord, but we know, Lord God, whatever we ask in your Son Jesus' name, we know that you will do it, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the businesses that you shall start. Those that under the sound of my voice, they're trying to get it off the ground. Lord, we ask you to give them the finances, Lord, that they need to start their businesses, Lord God. Whatever's been holding them back, oh my God, we knock the door down right now in the name of Jesus, because you're not a God of lack, but you're a God of supply in the mighty name of Jesus. You said, Lord God, you own a cattle on a thousand hills. And we know, Lord God, if we're doing what we're supposed to do, Lord God, in the ministry, Lord, we're calling on your name, God, and we are walking in righteousness, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that you're sharing with us in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you, God, for everyone, Lord God, that hears you, Lord, on today, Lord God. They will take something away from this radio program, Lord God, and they will work it in their everyday life, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you, God, and we give you glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord God. My God, that everyone will stay connected to the vine, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. They won't let go, oh my God, until you bless them, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just give you the glory, oh God. We give you honor. We give you praise. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Stay connected to the vine. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody pull you away from the vine. Glory to God. The vine is Jesus Christ. If you can stay connected to him each and every day, hey, he will make a way. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. My God is not short of nothing. Hallelujah. He's not short concerning his promises. because he said in his word, hey, my God, every promise is yea and amen. Follow him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What Paul said, follow me as I follow Christ. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So follow him. God, hallelujah. My God, my God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an on-time God. We're going to go ahead and get in the message on today. If you would, turn to 1 Kings chapter 18. 1 Kings chapter 18. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to give you just a little background. We're going to walk just a little bit, then we're going to go ahead and get into it. 1 Kings chapter 18. I'm going to just take you back just a little bit in the stack. Hallelujah. 1 Kings chapter 17. Well, you see, Elijah was a prophet. He was one of the major prophets. And Ahab and Jezebel, they were two of the terrible people. Hallelujah. They were causing Israel to sin, Ahab. So Elijah spoke a word. Hallelujah. He told him there wouldn't be no rain. No rain. He wasn't going to get no rain for 3.5 years. There wasn't going to be no rain. Hallelujah. He wasn't getting none. That means wasn't nobody going to be able to take a bath. Hallelujah. There wasn't going to be no water. The pond going to be dried up. You ain't going to hear the bullfrogs out there hollering. You ain't going to hear nothing. Ain't no fish going to be growing. You ain't going to be able to go fishing. No pond. You ain't going to get no water. It was going to be a sore famine in that land. So that means he wasn't going to be able to feed his livestock or nothing. Nobody was going to be able to drink from the brook. Glory to God. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And whenever he released that word unto Ahab, you know Ahab got mad. He got mad about it whenever he released that word. But you see, Elijah was just doing what God was telling him to do. He was telling him, this is what you tell it. I'm telling you to tell him. So he had to do what he had called him to do. Hallelujah. So many times when a prophet released a word, you know, you may not like it. But guess what? It is the Lord telling them to tell you. You know, there are false prophets. They're false teachers. They're false everything nowadays. Hallelujah. Be careful and beware. Because every time you turn your phone on, it says, what? Beware of the scammers. Hallelujah. They even got websites and different things that come up on your phone now saying, beware of the scammers. So I tell you, beware. They are out there, really. Hallelujah. And yes, there are scammers. Hallelujah. But you see, he was telling them the truth. But he didn't like it. So God had to hide Elijah for a certain time. You know, he'll hide you from your enemy. You know, sometimes you can be in a place and it's just a hostile environment and they keep on dismissing with you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Good God Almighty. You know, when he will hide you for a certain time from your enemies. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to start right here with chapter 18. Hallelujah. When the rain comes, though, oh, my God, what a glorious time it's going to be. My God, my God. You know, let's read it. Hallelujah. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah in the third year, saying, go show thyself unto Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. See, he hid it from Ahab because, you know, Ahab would have found it. He was going to kill him. Him and Jezebel, they are terrible. They wasn't playing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They was just awful. So they wasn't playing. But you see, he hid him until a certain time. You know, he'll hide you from your enemies until a certain time. And Elijah went to show himself unto Ahab. And there was a sore famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now, Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. You see right here, he feared the Lord. But look, he worked for somebody who didn't love the Lord. You see how he'll put you in a place for a certain time and a certain season. You'll see what I'm talking about, to use you. And he put Obadiah there with Ahab to use Obadiah at a certain time. But let's move on down. For it was so when Jezebel cut off the prophets of the Lord that Obadiah took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. You see right here? Look what he did. Hallelujah. Then Obadiah, he went in and hid the good prophets, those the true prophets, in other words. He hid 50 in one cave and 50 in the other one. You see, there are true prophets. You know, I know some people say, well, I don't believe that. Well, that's the word of the Lord. Did you get that? Let me say that again. 1 Kings chapter 18. You get it? Hallelujah. Glory to God. There are true prophets. They come to give you a word. They come to edify. They come to build. Hallelujah. They come with a word sometimes. It may be a little bit uncomfortable. But wouldn't you rather have somebody to tell you something? I know, you know, when I see something and I tell him sometimes and sometimes I don't, because he going to tell me when to say it. He going to tell me when to play it. He going to tell me when to hold it. He going to tell me when to fold it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because you can't do it all the time. You don't just get a word and then you just go, oh, I got to go tell him. No, that's out of season. Hallelujah. Because if he prophesied in parts. He don't give us everything. But when they do come, hallelujah, open your ears, open your spiritual ears to hear what they're saying. And sometimes you can go and get folks' words, and, well, I know, I know. Well, that's what they're coming for. You already know, so what they're doing, they're bringing you confirmation. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. That's a whole nother ball game. Ready? Verse 5. And Ahab said unto Obadiah, go into the land unto all fountains of water. And unto all brooks, preadventure, we may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all of the beasts. He said, go everywhere looking for water. Go everywhere looking for grass. Maybe we won't lose all our horses, all our cows, all our ducks, all our chickens, all our, you know, chicken wings are really high. But anyway, he said, go. And that way, maybe we won't lose everything, you know. He said, go and see if you can find some water, some grass, somewhere to feed our animals. We don't want to lose all of them. Hallelujah. But you see, Elijah had told them it's going to be a really sore famine. Let's move on down to verse 6. So they decided the land between them to pass throughout it. Ahab went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. See, they went separate ways to see if they can find some grass over there, some seed, some something, you know, maybe a little sunflower sticking out of the ground, you know, maybe a little seaweed or something to see if he can feed them. He didn't want to lose every horse, everything. And Obadiah was in the way. Behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and fell on his face, and said, aren't thou that my Lord Elijah? And he answered him, I am. And this is what he told him. Now listen, hallelujah. Obadiah knew who he was because he was a man of God also. He loved the Lord, but he had worked for somebody who did not love him. But, you know, he'll put you in a place sometimes, you know, and a place and a season. But it don't mean you're going to have to stay there. I know sometimes it gets hard. You may have to suffer some stuff. Take my word for it. But guess what? You're only there for a season, so he can use you. Hallelujah. Now, let's listen to the story. Hallelujah. And he asked, as he answered him, behold, I am. Go, tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, what have I sinned that thou wouldest deliver thy servant unto the hand of Ahab to slay me? Don't you know he knew what he'd do. He knew how he would kill. It didn't matter. He didn't care who he was. He didn't care who you was. Him and Jezebel, they kill up some. And he said, don't you know, if I go tell him that, he's going to kill me. Hallelujah. As the Lord thy God liveth, there is no nation or kingdom whether my Lord hath not sent to seek thee. And when they said he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation that they found thee not. He was saying he done been everywhere looking for you, all over the place. He made the people, swear that they have not seen him. Glory to God. He said, isn't that something? He said, what? Yes, he did. He made them swear that they had not seen him. And if they had seen him, guess what they were going to do? If they had seen him and didn't tell it, he probably would have killed them too. He was bad. He didn't play. He was bad to the bone. He said, he done sent them looking for you everywhere. Now, you want me to go and tell him you're here? Uh-uh. He was kind of scared of him, you know. He knew what he would do. And now they say it. Go tell the Lord, behold, Elijah's here. And it shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from thee, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry thee, whether I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he cannot find thee, he shall slay me. But I, thy servant, fear the Lord. From my youth, he said, I fear the Lord from my youth. Now, you're telling me to go and tell him that you're here
and he's been looking for you everywhere. Don't you know he will kill me if I go tell him and I come back and you ain't there? He's going to kill me in your place. And that's what he was telling him, because he knew they were bad people. Was it not told, my Lord, that I did when Jezebel slew the prophets of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord's prophet by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water? And now thou sayest, go tell thy Lord, behold, Elijah's here, and he shall slay me. Hallelujah, glory to God. He said, oh, my God, now you asking me to do a hard thing. Because I know if you ain't here when I get back, when he get back, he's going to want to kill me. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts liveth, before whom I stand, I will surely show myself unto him today. He said, no, you go get him. I'm going to be right here. I ain't going nowhere. I ain't scared. Go get him. Because I'm going to stand right here, because he knew that the Lord was with him, and he knew that God had protected him. Hallelujah. He had his hands of protection, all right? He wasn't going to let him kill him, because he had brought, listen, Elijah, first of all, he gave him, told him the problem, the thing that was going to happen in chapter 17. But now he's going to bring the solution to the problem. You know, sometimes you have a problem, but you don't really want to go to the Lord with the solution. And then when he give it to you, you don't want to use the solution. Hallelujah. Think about it. You know, you can praise the Lord. You know, I need, Lord, this is what I need. Somebody will say, Lord, I need groceries. But then he'll send somebody back to bring you some food. And then you'll be like, I don't want it from them. My God, glory to God. Hallelujah. They were just doing what God had laid on their heart to give you the food. So don't be selfish. And you say, oh, Lord, you know, I sure need money. Lord, I need money to buy gas. Lord, I need money. And that's what you'll say. But then when he sends somebody out of the ordinary just because it didn't come the way you thought it was coming, oh, that's for somebody. Hallelujah. Things been coming to you. But then you've been saying it's the devil, but it ain't the devil. It's the Lord blessing you. He said, I'll use your enemy. Hallelujah. I'll make your enemy your footstool. So he's been using these enemies of yours, hallelujah, to bless you with stuff. But you've been throwing it away. You've been giving it away. Hallelujah. And saying it ain't God. Hallelujah. Hear me on today. It was him, because he used your enemies to bless you. He said it in his word. You know, sometimes you can study the word so much and thinking, okay, well, I got this and I got this. No, read it over and over again, because he's trying to get the blessings to you. Hallelujah. That don't mean that you think, well, Lord, you know I'm going to get a check in the mail. He may not work like that this time. He may want to work a whole new different way. Hallelujah. So you got to allow him to work, and don't cut it off the way he want to work. You can't say, tell him how you want him to work, but it's how he wants to work. He wants to show you who he really is. Hallelujah. He said, if he said, I make your enemies your footstool, then that's why you choose your enemies to bless you. Glory to God. Let's move on. Let's get on out of that. Glory to God. And now thou sayest, go tell the Lord, behold, Elijah's here, and it shall come to pass. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hold up. Let's go back. Hallelujah. Sorry, got off a little track. Let's go back. Let's go to verse 16. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass, as Ahab saw Elijah, that Ahab said unto him, aren't thou that troublemaker? He called him a troublemaker. But you see, he didn't cause the trouble. Ahab caused the trouble. Ahab caused the trouble because what he did was he was causing them to serve a whole nother god. Let's put it like that. A whole nother god, a Baal. He wanted Israel to serve Baal instead of serving the living God. He caused them to sin. He did that. Hallelujah. And he was, hallelujah, they're going to call Elijah a troublemaker. He wasn't a troublemaker. He was a mouthpiece of the Lord. He was telling him, hallelujah, what was going to happen. He was telling him, he told him what was going to happen. That's all. He just told him the truth. You know, isn't it something when the prophet come and try to tell you the truth? You don't want to hear it. You don't. You just get off track. Let's move on, verse 18. And he answered, I have not troubled Israel, but thou and thy father's house, in that ye have forsaken the commandment of the Lord, and thou hast followed Balaam. See, that's what he did. He turned them against the true and the living God. Hallelujah. But, hallelujah, they start going and they were following Balaam. Now, therefore, send and gather to me all Israel unto Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the groves, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table. He said, go get them all. I'm going to show y'all who is the true and the living God. Go get them all. Bring them all. Now, see, all these here were false prophets. Hallelujah. He told them, go get them all. And just think, it wasn't one of Elijah up there. Hallelujah. He was the only one. He knew who he had on the inside of him. But see, they didn't know. They didn't know the true God. They didn't know that it didn't take but one, and that was a true God to work through him. So let's move on. So Ahab went, sent unto all the children of Israel, and gathered the prophets together unto Mount Carmel. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long have ye be between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. They didn't say a word. He said, who are you going to follow? So you have to choose who you're going to follow. Either you're going to follow the true and the living God, or you're going to follow somebody who's not godly. You know, isn't it something how God will bring you a word, and he will bring you the solution to a problem? Hallelujah. But then you'd rather dig it from the world system than to get it from God's system. He'd be trying to get you the word. He's trying to get you what you need. But you'll rather go say, well, Lord, I'm going to wait. I'm just going to wait, Lord. That's what you be doing. Hallelujah. I'm just going to wait. And he'd be trying to get it to you. Hallelujah. You know, when you spend time with the Lord, you'll know exactly when he tells you something. But you have to spend time daily. Hallelujah. You have to spend time in the morning. You have to spend time in the middle. You have to spend time at night. Hallelujah. You know, you share a lot with other people, but do you share it with the Lord? Yes, he hears you, but you're not talking to him. You're talking to people. You want them to give you the quick fix. You want them to give you the money. Hallelujah. Them that you know, not them that you don't know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But he will use them, like I said, your enemies, them that you don't know. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Then Elijah said unto the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophet are 450 men. He was saying, ain't nobody but me one. Now watch what God does through me. He wasn't boasting about what he could do. He was boasting about what God could do. Let them therefore give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves, and cut it in pieces, and lay it on wood, and put no fire under. And I will dress other bullock and lay it on wood and put no fire under. And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well spoken. He was already setting them up. He said, you can call on your God, and I'm going to call on my God, and we're going to see who's going to rain down the fire from heaven and consume this, hallelujah, glory to God, and light this fire up. Who's going to light this meat up and cook it, hallelujah, glory to God. Let's see, you call on your God, Baal, and I'm going to call on mine, and we're going to see which one's going to answer. Glory to God. And Elijah said unto the prophets of Baal, choose you one bullock for themselves and dress it first, and ye are many. And call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it. He said, no, don't start the fire. Don't you start the fire. Oh, they finna get they in for a big surprise here. He said, don't y'all watch my God. Rain it down from heaven. You know, God can start a fire. He don't even need a match. Good God Almighty. He don't need them automatic matches y'all got it in, pouring gas on the fire. Hallelujah. You know, I know it's got cold now. They say, some people say they're going to throw another log on the fire. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you know, he don't need none of that. He don't need nobody to start no fire. He don't need none of that. Glory to God. He told them, don't put no fire on it. I'm going to show y'all my God. He was saying, my God. Ain't nobody but me one. And I know he in me. He had that confidence because he know he had been walking with the Lord. He had done many miracles even before this one. Hallelujah. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Balaam from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us. But there was no voice. nor any that unasked and answered. And they leaped upon the altar which was made. Oh, man, can you imagine them leaping and carrying on? Y'all might as well sit down because y'all wasn't finna start no fire. Hallelujah, glory to God. That was some of them lying prophets, you know? Because if they knew the true and living God, the fire would have ignited. So let's go on to verse 27. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry a little louder, for he is a God. Either he is taking, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey, or peradventure. He sleepeth and must be awakened. He was teasing them then. He knew that he wasn't going to answer. Said, hold up, wait a minute. Where is your God? Hallelujah. You need to cry out a little louder. And they cried aloud and cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances till the blood gushed out of them. Now, don't you know, hallelujah, they already had them cried out. But see, they knew to go ahead and cut themselves because if they hadn't cut themselves and did that and did what they did, then Ahab was probably going to kill them too. Because he said, y'all ain't did nothing. Y'all just showed me up, hallelujah, glory to God. You embarrassed me because, you know, Ahab didn't play. So he said, go ahead. He said, cry a little louder. Holler. You know, when you're praying, you know, you don't have to holler. You don't have to scream. You know, I've heard some people when they're preaching and they're praying, they scream, you know, at God. Well, Lord, I need you, Lord. Oh, my God. You know, he'll hear you. Say, Lord, you know what? I need you. I need you down here on this earth. I need you to come in and fix this situation. Lord, I need you, Lord God, to come in, Lord God, and heal me. I need you, Lord, to make me whole again. I need you, Lord God. This thing is bothering me. You know, he hears it just like that, just like you're talking to me. He hears that. You ain't got to scream and holler, well, Lord, oh, my God, Lord, I hear you. Lord, do you hear me? Can you hear me? Some people just get outrageous with it, and, you know, I just shut it down because I'm not going to listen to all that screaming and hollering and all that. You ain't got to do all that. So he said, yeah, I heard you. I heard you the first time. Glory to God. All that screaming and hollering, I heard you. Hallelujah. Let's move on. Hallelujah. And it came to pass when midday was past, and they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor any to that regarded. And Elijah said unto all the people, come near unto me. And all the people came near unto him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the son of Jacob, unto whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be thy name. And with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench. Now, I know y'all know what a trench is. Come on, I know you probably got some people here on this line that knows what a trench is. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bullocks in pieces and laid him on the wood and said, fill 4 barrels with water and pour it on the burned sacrifice and on the wood. You see right there, he poured water on here. He had confidence. That's when you got to get to that confidence and saying, Lord, I know you're going to fix this. He may not fix it right then. Glory to God. He may not. But guess what? He will do it. You just have to sometimes hang in there because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. And you got to have some perseverance. You got to learn how to hold on. You can't always get the quick microwavable things, hallelujah. Yeah, you can get the quick microwavable food, but you can't always get the quick microwavable fix, hallelujah. But he will do it. He's coming. You keep praying, stay in prayer, believing, keeping faith, and God's going to do it. Let's move on. And he said, do it the second time. And they did it a second time, and he said, do it the third time. And they did it a third time. So you know that thing was saturated. Hallelujah. That bullock was saturated. The wood was saturated. It was wet. Hallelujah. And the water ran around and about the altar, and he filled the trench also with water. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham and of Israel, let it be known this day that thou art God in Israel and that I am thy servant, and that I have done all these things at thy word. He said he was calling on him right then, hallelujah, to let him know, you know, Lord, you know I'm believing. But, Lord, I know when I get through praying this prayer, only you, Lord God, can light this fire. And I know he don't need a match. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He don't need no lighter fluid. He need none of that. Glory to God. All he had to do, hallelujah, was just pray. Sometimes all you got to do is just pray and believe that God's going to do just what he needs to do. Sometimes you pray and you walk away and you say, well, Lord, it ain't done. But you don't know. You just got to hold on. Hallelujah. Because he will do it in this due season. Sometimes you want things so quick, and the quick thing that you want is not the way he want to do it. He don't want to fix it temporarily. He want to fix it so it's fixed, hallelujah. That way you won't have to worry about that situation again. But if you want that quick fix, he will sometimes give you that. But then guess what? You got to go back and pray for the same thing all over again. And then you want another quick fix. But you got to learn the prayer, the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I don't want a quick fix, Lord. I want a permanent fix. Hallelujah. Glory to God, Lord. This has been going on too long, Lord. So I want you to do this thing, Lord God, and do it permanently so I won't have to come back to you again for this thing, Lord. Then we can go on and move on, and you can go through some different things. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But this thing, Lord God, you have done, then I won't have to come back and pray for you again for the same old. Coming back again, Lord God, for the same old thing again and again, over and over. That's what you got to do. Move on. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me, that this people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. Now, you see right there, he called down fire from heaven. Can you imagine the faces and the way they looked when you call on him and you believe and you stand, hallelujah, by faith, knowing that he's going to do just what he said he's going to do? He's going to help you with that business you want to start, hallelujah. If it's the right business, he's going to help you with it, hallelujah. Glory to God, hallelujah. But here's the thing. You just want to go and start one. But you're not asking, Lord, is this the right one? Sometimes you can go and do the wrong thing, and then you're on your own. Hallelujah. And he will help you. Yes, he will. You're starting the wrong business. Yeah. But all money ain't good money. Understand? Glory to God. And it's going to fail because it is not what God wants you to do. Hallelujah. Can you ask him first, Lord, which business you want me to start? Which business, Lord God, you said I prosper in this season? Because I want to prosper, Lord God. I want to prosper, Lord God, so I can help others. And I want to prosper so I can give more to your kingdom. Hallelujah. But don't just say that and don't do it, because he's coming back for them words. You know, I learned that. If you say it, you're going to believe it. Don't say something. Hallelujah. Don't make a vow and don't keep it. Hallelujah. Because he's coming back for it. And Elijah said unto them, take the prophets of Baal. Not one of them escaped. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook Kishon and slew them there. Elijah killed all them fake prophets. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know what? Elijah was on a roll. Hallelujah. Yes, he was. He had called on God, and God had done sent fire. When you call on the Lord, he's going to come, and he's going to see about you. He's going to come and give you what you need. He's going to come. Hallelujah. My God, he's going to come. He's going to heal you. He's going to heal your children. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there is such a thing as living right, living a right style, right lifestyle of living. Hallelujah. You know, some think they can just live any kind of way and, you know, God do this. God, he hears your prayers, yes. But why not live right? And know that if I call him, he's going to do just what he said he's going to do. He's not a God of lack, but he's a God of increase. He's a God of more than enough, hallelujah. So I'm telling you, hallelujah, all you got to do is just call on him, and he'll be there. Whenever you need him, call on him. He'll be right there, just like Elijah. When he stood there, he wasn't afraid. He killed all them prophets, all them fake prophets. But there are real prophets. So don't put everybody in a boat. Because God didn't make all false prophets. Glory to God. You can tell whether a prophet is real or not. I remember giving this young lady a prophecy, and I told her, you know, I said, you know what? I said, God's going to give you, hallelujah, a truck. He's going to give you a new car, new vehicle. And she said, oh, shucks, he ain't finna give me no, we got cars and trucks. You know what he did? Hallelujah. Her husband went out and bought her a car just like the same color his truck was. She said, you said it. I said, no, I didn't say it. God said it. I'll take nothing away. Don't steal God's glory. Glory to God. He went out and bought it the same color, his truck. Hallelujah. And I said, you know what? You're going to move. You know, you're getting ready to move. I said, why you didn't tell me you was going to move, sister? And she said, we ain't going nowhere. Where you think we going? We ain't going nowhere. She had to come back and eat them words. She said, you said it. You said we were going to move. And they had to move, glory to God. So you see, don't put everybody in the boat. You know, everybody talk about false prophets. But understand, there's not just false prophets, they're false teachers. You see, Elijah was a man of God. He was trying to tell, you know, him because of what he had done. He was a mighty man of God. Hallelujah. You can see, because all he did was call down the fire. Ah, my God, hallelujah, from heaven. He called it down, and guess what? God sent the fire. He'll send the fire to burn things that's not like him in your life, too. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. God is not the one, hallelujah. He have no respect of person. If you do it, you do the work. He'd be right there with you. You got to do the work, though. So many times, people don't want to do the work. They just want what they want to walk into being a prophet, want to walk into being a minister. Well, everybody's called a minister, yes, but you still need training. It doesn't matter. You can't just walk in these places. You got to have somebody to help you, and they will help you. All you got to do is ask. I'm telling you now, we got two leaders right now, Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Hit them up, hallelujah, on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse, and they will get back with you. They will help you, hallelujah. Why don't you, you want your ministry to be successful. You don't want to just go out there, this is not the word, I don't know, but amen, listen, hallelujah. You want it to be successful. You don't want to go out there and mess nobody up, hallelujah. You're saying, well, I am a minister, and I can go and do what I want. No, you'll need to go do what you want. Hallelujah. Because there may be some word that God give you. He ain't telling you to go out there and tell them right then. It may be a season. He said, I'm going to let you tell them in season. But that's when you got to know what to do with what you get. Hallelujah. Not go out there and destroy it out there anywhere. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Make sure you're giving the words to the right people. You just want to make sure. Hallelujah. This didn't come over me. Hallelujah, just in a year. This didn't come over me in 2 years. This didn't come over me in 3 years. Take my word for it, because I tried to run from it. Hallelujah. I said, no, Lord, no, not me. So, you know, just be careful about going and trying to make a name for yourself. You know, God will exhort you in due season. Hallelujah. So you just got to let him do the exhorting. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word on today that came forth, Lord God. Father God, we know, Lord God, you are a on-time God, and you're a God in season, Lord God. And you're a God that can put anybody anywhere you want them to be. You can give them what they need, Lord God. Because all they got to do is call on you, just like you rain down fire from heaven. Oh, my God. On Elijah, Lord God, when he put the bullock on the altar, God, and he poured all the water, told him to add more. Oh, my God. You sent the fire, Lord God, from heaven, Lord God, and rained it down and ignited a fire. Hey, my God. So, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you can ignite anything you want, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh, God. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that we serve an on-time God. We serve a God, Lord God, of promotions. Hallelujah. There's someone you're going to get a promotion. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you get that promotion, hallelujah. Ah, my God, you've been saying, Lord, if you give me this promotion, I'm going to sow more. I'm going to do more. When you get this promotion, hallelujah, don't forget, because he's coming back for that word that you gave, hallelujah. You said you were going to do it, so I'm telling you, make sure you do it, hallelujah. Glory to God. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for that promotion, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We know you don't fall short, Lord God. Whether they're listening, Lord, by phone, or whether they're listening, Lord God, on the airways, they're listening, Lord God, on the internet, however they may be listening. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that you spared their lives, Father. We thank you, Lord God. Ah, my God, my God. There was someone, Lord God, who was getting ready to stroke out. Oh, my God, but I sent the word of God. Hallelujah. Let it go. Remember, hallelujah. If you got meds, you need to take them, hallelujah. Don't try not to take them, hallelujah. But make sure you're doing what you need to do, and God will heal you from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God. We give you glory, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for the word, Lord God, on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we come against that spirit, Lord God, of division, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, between husbands and wives, holy. Oh, my God. Good God Almighty, Lord, we pray that they come together on one accord, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against that division, Lord God. We know, Lord God, that the enemy has his tricks, but we know, Lord God, you got the solution. Hey, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, God. We give you glory, oh Lord. We praise your holy name on high. But we know we serve you, Lord, in your own time, Lord. Ah, my God, my God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Amen, 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 and amen. We serve an on-time God, hallelujah. I keep saying it because he is an on-time God, hallelujah. He may not come when you want him to, but he's always what? Right on time. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. We have a few minutes. If anybody desires prayer, hallelujah. If you desire prayer at this time, hallelujah. I'm going to open up my line, hallelujah, before I close out for the day. Hallelujah. If you have a prayer need, hallelujah, you can go ahead and press the one. And I will bring you in, hallelujah, and pray for you on today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. No one has pressed the one. Amen. So we're going to go on down the road. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ah, my God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the call to salvation. You know, he's calling many in, hallelujah, my God. He's calling. If you see, you know the Lord already, and you see your neighbor, you see somebody that don't know the Lord, he may give you a word to give them. It may be just, you know, Jesus loves you. Well, if that's all he's giving you to give them, then give them that word and just cut it off. That's what you do. Don't start getting preacher, because guess what they're going to do? They're going to shut down, and they're going to walk away. If he just tell you to say, Jesus loves you, and that's what you say, Jesus loves you, and keep it moving. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But if there's someone, sometimes you run into people, and they open the door, and you ask them, well, you know what, are you saved? And yes, you do it with grace. You know, people know if you really care about them when you approach them. Don't think they don't, but they can tell by the tone of your voice. Hallelujah. They'll know that Jesus is in you, and they'll know what else is in you, too. Glory to God. So just be careful when you approach people. But we're in a season where we need to show the love of the Lord, amen, to those, not just those you know. It's easy to show to those you know, but what about those that you don't know? Hallelujah. It's easy, hallelujah, to show love to those that you know. But what about those that you don't know? Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father, into what you want me to be, O Lord. Father God, forgive me, for I have sinned and come short of your glory. And Lord God, I open my heart to receive, Lord God, the word of God. I open my heart to receive you, Lord, in my heart. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Get in a church, a Bible-believing church, where the word of God is being taught. The word of God is being lived. Hallelujah. And you can get what you need to continue on this journey, this Jesus journey. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't forget, hallelujah, all the announcements. Tuesday night, prophetess Yvonne Rouse, apostle/prophetess Yvonne Rouse, Pastor Joseph Rouse, Hallelujah. On Tuesday night, Faith Come By Hearing, Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew on Saturday, Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams on Sunday, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Ministry Elaine Jackson on Sunday. Don't forget to partner. And if you don't know how to partner, contact any of us, and we will hook you up with the hookup. Glory to God. Yeah, we got the hookup. So let's come on. We'll hook you up with the hookup. Amen. Glory to God. Now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have an awesome, awesome rest of the day. Amen.